This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to high school basketball action from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. I'm Terry Toad as we get ready to bring you some of the boys' portion of this 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. The tournament got underway earlier today with some girls' games. And a boys' game just completed moments ago found Riverton defeating Bunker Hill 65-43 in a green pool matchup as the Hawks had a halftime lead and never looked back in the second half. So they go 1-0 in tournament play. Bunker Hill falls to 0-1. Next game coming up will feature a red pool game between the Gillespie Miners and the Lincolnwood Lancers, the Battle of the Orange and Black. Here in game number two, that'll be followed by the broadcast of the Carlinville-Litchfield game at about 7, and then Staunton against Mount Olive about 8:30. Earlier today in the girls' portion of the tournament, top-seeded Litchfield had no trouble with Roxana, beating the Shells 56-26. Number two seed, Staunton, defeated Gillespie 58-32. Third-seeded Carlinville was upended by number six Greenfield, 53-36. And it was fifth-seeded Bunker Hill defeating Okemos 30-22. So how will things line up tomorrow? Well, at the middle school at noon in the consolation bracket, Carlinville takes on Gillespie. And again, this is girls' action tomorrow. And then at 1:30, Roxana meets Okemos again at the middle school. Here at the high school gym at noon, Greenfield will take on Staunton. And that'll be followed by Litchfield against Bunker Hill, which will be about 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Both ball clubs are out on the floor as the Lancers and the Miners are taking their warm-up shots. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll introduce the starting lineups to you and get ready for holiday tournament basketball here on FM 106 right after these messages.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois. Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
This broadcast is brought to you by M&M Service Company, your natural resource of people, products, service, and solutions. PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville. Greg Hines at Hines Furniture, a block and a half west of the Carlinville Square. Cravagna Funeral Homes in Gillespie and Bunnell. And by the Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville.
Drew Ford in Gillespie, Macoupin County's one and only new Ford dealer, is a no-hassle dealer. Right now at Drew Ford, check out a 2011 Ford Fusion. It gets an estimated 33 miles per gallon highway, and you get a $2,000 rebate. Happy New Year from everyone at Drew Ford in Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
Through January 21st, add New Madison Communications high-speed internet and get equipment, activation, and your first 2 months all for free. Existing customers can get activation and equipment for free and pay their current rate for the upgrade service for the first 2 months. 10 meg service is just a phone call away at 1-800-422-4848.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Doan back at Carlinville High School as we get ready for tonight's matchup between the Gillespie Miners and the Lincolnwood Lancers. The Miners come in with a record of 4-5, coached by Terry Allen. This is their starting lineup. Trey Wargo, a 5'10 senior. Zach Morris, a 6-foot senior. Joey Balzerine, a 5'10 senior. Austin Peterson, a 6-foot senior. and Jonathan Griffel, a 6'4 senior. So it's Wargo, Morris, Balzerain, Peterson, and Griffel for the minors. Lincolnwood, coached by Blake Lucas, comes in with a record of 2 wins and 6 losses. Lancers will start Jeffrey Beeler, a 5'9 senior. Brett Eddings, a 5'10 senior. Jake Leonard, a 6-foot senior. Dan Heeman, a 6'6 senior. And Cameron Snyder, a 6'3 senior. So it's Beeler, Eddings, Leonard, Heeman, and Snyder for the Lancers. Lancers are the home teams. They're in the white uniform, trimmed out in the black and the orange. Miners are the visiting team. They're in their road orange uniforms, trimmed out in the white and the black. Again, coming up after this ball game tonight between Lincolnwood and Gillespie, we will have the Carlindale Cavaliers taking on the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll be talking with Cavalier coach Mike Rigoni coming up at halftime in this game. And then the finale tonight will have Staunton taking on Mont Olive. And that should be coming up about 8:30. And we welcome those of you who have joined us on the Internet via our friends at Network One Sports. Heeman jumping for the Lancers are going against Griffel for the Gillespie Miners. And it was messed up, so we'll try it again. Lancers going from our left to our right here in this opening half of play. And Heeman gets the tip. And Lincolnwood has a chance to draw first blood as we are underway. Ball comes out to Heeman near the right elbow. They feed down low to Snyder. Cameron, double team down on the low block, gets tied up nicely in there by Zach Morris, and that's a jump ball. So the Lancers will turn it over for the first time tonight. And the ball will go right back to the Gillespie Miners as Trey Wargo will walk the ball into the front court. Lancers in a man-to-man defense. Here's Griffel down on the low block, has the ball stripped away by Cameron Snyder, who promptly stepped out of bounds. So the ball will go back to the Miners on the baseline. We're just underway here in game two of the boys' pool play. In the opening game tonight, Riverton beat Bunker Hill 65-43. Ball comes out front to Trey Wargo. He'll drive the lane. 12-footer doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Jake Leonard for Lincolnwood. Into the front court. No score. He played a half a minute. There's Leonard on the right side, outside the arc. Gives off to Brett Eddings. Eddings back to Beeler. Now back to Eddings, who works off a pick and cuts himself across to the left side. Bounce pass into the left corner to Beeler. Back out to Eddings. Here's Cameron Snyder. Off to Leonard. He drives into the lane, puts up the shot. Somebody may have gotten a hand on that thing, and it comes up short. Miners come up with a basketball. Here's Austin Peterson. He's going to launch a three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Heeman tips it out for Lincolnwood, but it's caught by Zach Morris, and the Miners hold on to it. We played 1:05 here in the opening quarter. No score. Gillespie with the basketball. Griffel down on the low block. Jonathan puts it up. No good. He drew the foul, and he'll be at the line for a couple of free throws. Now that time is on Brett Eddings of Lincolnwood, his first, team's first, and Jonathan Griffel to get 2 free throws for the Miners. 6'4" senior for Gillespie, and the free throw is good. And John has his first point of the night, and the Miners are on the board 1-0. And the next toss is right on the money, nothing but net. And Griffel has given the Miners a 2-0 lead. 6:48 to go in the opening quarter. Lancers have the basketball. Into the front court, Eddings, off to the left side of the key to Jake Leonard. Leonard being hounded in there by Austin Peterson as the Miners are in a man-to-man defense. Here's Leonard to the free throw line on the dribble. Now picks up his dribble, gives it out to Cameron Snyder, who gives off to Brett Eddings as the Lancers reset. There's Eddings along the right sideline. Now puts it on the floor. Back across to Beeler, left side, right in front of the stage area here at Carlindale to Snyder. Back out front to Heeman. To the right side to Jake Leonard. Leonard drives a lane and tries to get the ball down low to Heeman. We're going to have a foul called against Zach Morris of Gillespie. And for Zach, that'll be his first, team's first, out of bounds for the Lancers on the baseline. Miners lead 2-0. On a couple of free throws from Jonathan Griffel. Lincolnwood will inbound the ball on their own baseline. 6:13 remaining first quarter. Here's Eddings winding up for the tray. No good. Ball pops to the left side, down in the corner, picked up by Beeler. Back to Snyder. On the bounce pass, Cameron just flips the ball back out to Jeffrey Beeler. Back out front to Jake Leonard, and the Lancers reset. Around to Brett Eddings. Lancers 2-6 coming into this contest tonight. Gillespie 4-5. This is a Red Pool division game. And, of course, the championship night's on Thursday. Here's a nice feed off the Cameron Snyder from underneath. He missed the easy shot. Somebody may have gotten a hand on it, though, and the Miners come up with it. They feed off in the lane to Zach Morris, who did a nice job of slashing right down the edge of the lane, but a foul on the floor. It's going to be called against Brett Eddings of Lincolnwood. That's going to be his second, team second. And out of bounds from the Miners on the baseline. Peterson will be the trigger man. He'll fire it back out front to Griffel. Around to Joe Balzerain. Joey fires it back out to the top of the key to Wargo. Here's Peterson. He's going to wind up for a tray. He got it. Peterson with the three ball and timeout on the floor. 5:28 to go in the opening quarter. Your score, Gillespie 5, Lincolnwood nothing. Back with more in just a moment.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Barry Tote back at Cartlandville High School. Holiday basketball tournament action here on FM 106. As the Miners have jumped out to a 5-0 lead. 5.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And the Miners come with some full court pressure. As the Lancers have Surgeon Ristic, a 5'8 junior, into the lineup. Gets the ball off to Cameron Snyder. Back to Ristic, top of the key. Off to Jake Leonard. Leonard looks for a cutter. Dribbles off to the right side, off to Surgeon. Surgeon back to the top of the key on the dribble, off to Leonard. Jake into the corner to Beeler. Bounce pass underneath to Heeman. Double team, back out. They go to Leonard. Now he feeds back to Heeman. Dan spins, puts it off the glass and in. And Heeman gets the first bucket of the night for the Lancers. And that makes it a 5-2 lead for Gillespie. 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. Into the front court, Balzerain. A pass gets deflected away, but picked up by Griffel. Jonathan backs in, spins to his right, puts it up on the baseline. No good. Tip to the sidelines, out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lancers. Off the bench comes Tate Snyder, a 6-foot freshman. He's going to replace Jake Leonard for Lincolnwood. So Coach Blake Lucas going to the bench early here tonight. Trying to figure out a way to jumpstart this Lincolnwood offense. Lancers trail 5-2, 4.5 to go opening quarter. Lancers with the basketball. Here's Beeler, top of the key, off to Ristic. Surgeon drives to the free throw line. Pulls up on the dribble, looking for help. Right underneath, layup good by Jeffrey Beeler. Beeler popped loose, got away from the defender. And that makes it a 5-4 ball game. Miners have their lead cut to 1. They have the ball with 4:10 to go in the opening quarter. Out front with it, Wargo gives it back out to Peterson. He lost the handle on the ball, but Balzerain was there to pick it up. Joey picks up his dribble, bounce pass to Griffel at the free throw line. Jonathan just turns, shoots, and scores. There you go, Jonathan. When in doubt, shoot. You're 6'4" tall. Put it up, man. 7-4. Miners with the lead. 3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Ristic gets double teamed in the corner, and he bounces the ball off of one of the legs of the Miners. Beeler is out. Here comes Nick Brockmeyer, a 6'1 freshman, into the lineup for the Lancers. So Ristic will inbound the basketball to Heeman. Back to Surgeon Ristic. Surgeon is a foreign exchange student playing for the Lancers this year. He's from Europe. Ball comes out to Snyder. Back out to Ristic, top of the key. Snyder still with their man-to-man defense. Here's Snyder. Back around from Tate Snyder to Cameron Snyder. Off to Nick Brockmeyer. Back out front to Ristic at the point. Lancers reset. Ristic down the lane, stops, has the ball stripped away, loose on the sidelines. It's going to belong to the Lancers. Knocked out of bounds by Trey Wargo of Gillespie. A 7-4 lead for the Miners. 3:18 to go here in the opening quarter. Lancers with the basketball. Ristic brings the ball back out front for Lincolnwood. Off to Nick Brockmeyer. Nick's a freshman. Couldn't get the shot away at the free throw line. Ristic's going to pop the three ball. It is short. The ball tipped out, picked up by Heeman. They clear it back out. Lancers hold on to it. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Lancers down by a 3-7-4. Here's Brockmeyer. Around to Tate Snyder. Tate fires it back out to Nick Brockmeyer. Now to Cameron Snyder. Into Heeman. Back out to Cameron. Ristic at the top of the key. Good ball movement by the Lancers. Just not able to get the shot. Here's Heeman. Miners collapse nicely on defense. Ristic from the baseline forces the shot, but he got it. Surgeon Ristic with his first bucket tonight. Makes it a one-point game again. 7-6. Miners with the lead. The ball and 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. There's Wargo down to the baseline. Zach Morris overshot everything. Heeman comes up with it for the Lancers. 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Ristic into the front court. Lancers could take the lead for the first time tonight. Around to Tate Snyder outside the arc. A couple of steps right side. Back out to Heeman, who's pulled way out front. gives it off to Cameron Snyder. Snyder, one dribble. Cameron gives it off to his brother, Tate. Back out front to Ristic. There's Tate Snyder. Off to Cameron Snyder, right in front of the stage area. Back around to the right side to Brockmeyer. Nick, and a foul called against the Miners, Austin Peterson. That'll be his first, team second. And out of bounds for the Lancers as Jake Leonard will come back in. And Jake's going to replace Nick Brockmeyer, a 6'1 freshman. So a minute 54 to go in the opening quarter. 7-6 Gillespie lead. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Ristic with the basketball. Surging around to Tate Snyder. Tate works off a pick set there by Cameron Snyder. Off to Jake Leonard. Jake out near midcourt, drives towards the top of the key to the free throw line, and now we're going to have a blocking foul against Joey Balzerang. A hand check foul against Joe. That's his first, team third. Out of bounds for the Lancers on the baseline. 95 seconds to go in the opening quarter. A 7-6 lead for Gillespie. Lincolnwood inbounds the ball. Snyder for three. Tate hits it. Tate Snyder gets the train. Lancers are on top 9-7. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Into the front court, Trey Wargo to the free throw line. And a hand check foul called against the Lancers. That's against Jake Leonard. His first, team's third. Out of bounds for Gillespie. Right near the Lincolnwood bench with 82 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. As the Miners, Peterson gets the ball into Wargo. Trey, top of the key, around to the right side to Peterson, underneath to the big guy, Griffel. Jonathan gets double team. Oh, a nice feed to Morris. Zach puts it up, missed the shot. He'll get a couple of free throws. Good ball movement that time by the Miners. Foul that time on Tate Snyder. Lincolnwood, his first, team's fourth. And this will put Zach Morris at the charity stripe to shoot two for the Miners. Miners down 9-7 with a minute 12 to go here in the opening quarter. And the free throw is good. First point for Zach tonight. He's a senior, 6 feet tall. That makes it a 9-8 ball game, and Zach could tie it up. But he cannot. A rebound poked around. Who's got it? Well, it's loose on the floor, and it looks like a hot potato out there, and the Miners come up with it. Here's Peterson. Backdoor. Morris wide open. Missed the shot. He was wide open. Too open that time, I guess. Minute to play. First quarter. Lancers with a one-point lead in the ball. Ristic has his pass deflected. Heeman picks it up for the Lancers. Feeds across to Snyder. Back underneath to Leonard. Blocked away. Miners come up with it. Here's Wargo into the front court. Trey right down the lane. Goes for the layup. Blocked away. Back come the Lancers. Here's Cameron Snyder off to Jake Leonard. He goes in for the layup, and he gets it, but a foul on the floor. And it'll be out of bounds. Out of bounds for the Lancers. Foul that time. Called on Peterson, his second, team's fourth. Lancers will get it on the baseline with 36 seconds remaining first quarter. Leading 9-8. And off the bench, Eric Edwards for Gillespie. Edwards into the contest now. Ball comes into the Lancers. Snyder out to Ristic. Here's Jake Leonard. Takes a look at the clock and backs out. Lancers may run the clock here for the final shot of the quarter. 26 seconds and counting. Lancers leading 9-8. Here's Heeman. Cross-court pass to Cameron Snyder. Back out front to Jake Leonard. Leonard with the ball out front for the Lancers. Down to 10 seconds. Here's Jake Leonard off to Surgeon Ristic. Top of the key. Fakes the shot. Off to Leonard. Jake wide open for the trade. No good. Rebound weak side Snyder. Fade away at the buzzer and no good. At the end of 8 minutes of play, your score. Lincolnwood 9. Gillespie 8. Back with more in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call, and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home. America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, here we go, boys and girls. Quarter number two. Lincoln with leading Gillespie 9-8. Lancers have the basketball to begin the second quarter of play. There's Surgeon Ristic with it out front. He'll give it off to Jeffrey Beeler. The ball knocked out of bounds by Trey Wargo of Gillespie. So it's Beeler, Cameron Snyder, Ristic, Heeman, and Jake Leonard in there for the Lancers. Wargo now commits the foul. For Gillespie, that's the first on Trey, team's fifth. Also in there, Joe Bowserane, Zach Morris, Jonathan Griffel, and Eric Edwards for the Miners. Lancers get the ball out of bounds. We're just underway, second quarter. Ristic down the lane, goes in for the layup, and he gets it. Nice move by Surgeon. He's got four tonight. 11-8, Lancers with a three-point lead. 7.5 to go, first half. Miners back on the attack. Here's a lob down low to Jonathan Griffel. Tipped out of bounds by Dan Heeman. As the Miners are trying to pound that ball inside to Jonathan, who stands 6 feet, 4 inches tall. Miners inbound on the baseline. They get it to Wargo. Trey with a little 15-foot shot around and through. Trey Wargo with his first bucket tonight. 11-10. Lincoln with lead is one. Lancers with the ball, 7:20 to go. First half of play. Here's Cameron Snyder. Out to Virgin Ristic, across to Beeler. Beeler off to Leonard, and it's off the hands of Jake out of bounds. Turnover number four. And the ball will go back to the Gillespie Miners. 7:13 to go, first half. Earlier today in boys basketball here at the Holiday Tournament, Riverton defeated Bunker Hill 65-43. Yet to come, Carlinville Litchfield and Staunton versus Mont Olive tonight here on FM 106 and on the Internet. To our friends at Network One Sports. Miners with a basketball would take the lead with a bucket here. They feed inside to Zach Morris. The ball knocked out of bounds by Cameron Snyder of Lincolnwood. Off the bench for Gillespie as Griffel will leave and Morris leaves. Looks like Jesse Smith is in for Gillespie. Smith gets the inbounds pass, feeds out to Wargo. Wargo from the free throw line. His jumper is good, and Trey has given the Miners a 12-11 lead. Lincolnwood with the ball, 6:40 to go, first half. Down by a point now. Here's Surgeon Ristic. Drives inside the lane. 10-footer is no good. The ball loose in the lane. Picked up by Michael Bussman. Bussman, the other gentleman that has checked in, and now the Lancers get the ball right back. Turnover number three by Gillespie. They feed off the Leonard, and Jake takes it down the lane, puts it off the glass and in. First bucket tonight for Jake Leonard, so the Lancers back into the lead at 13-12. Miners with the ball, a little over 6 minutes to go, first half. Here's Wargo. Back out front to Edwards, down to the near side, now inside the lane. They go to Buckman, and a reach-in foul. Called against Jeffrey Beeler of Lincolnwood, his first, team's fifth. And looks like Nick Brockmeyer checking in for Lincolnwood. And Cameron Snyder will leave for the Lancers. Meanwhile, the Miners post one player at each corner of the lane to set up the inbounds play. Comes into Wargo here in the left corner. Trey drives in, a step, leans in, puts it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jake Leonard. He'll race into the front court and then slow it up for the Lancers. Brett Eddings has checked back in for Lincolnwood. He'll get it off to Ristic. And now the ball stolen by Trey Wargo. And Wargo forces the turnover. That's the fifth by the Lancers, and the Miners will come up with it. A 13-12 lead for Lincolnwood. Gillespie gets the ball back. 5:40 to go here in the first half of play. And the pass at midcourt knocked away, knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Gillespie. As Court Hellman has checked into the lineup. And Hellman will be the trigger man for the Miners. Comes into Edwards. Edwards backing in across midcourt. 5.5 to go here in the first half. Miners down by a point, 13-12. A lob inside to Bussman. He puts it up and in. Nice move by Michael Bushman. Never did put it on the floor. And the Miners have a 14-13 lead. 5:18 to go in the first half. Lincolnwood with the ball, and the ball handed right to the Miners. It's going to be turnover number 6 by Lincolnwood, and now a foul called against the Lancers. Sergeant Ristic, that's going to be his first, team 6. Out of bounds one more time before the bonus kicks in. As Ristic will leave, and Clayton Clark will come in. Clayton's a 6-foot senior for the Lancers. And the basketball is Hellman. Around to the right side to Edwards. Out front to Smith. Back out to Hellman. Horst. Skip pass to the right side. A quick shot from outside the arc by Bowser ain't no good. The putback by Buckman good. Buckman with 4 points. Miners increase their lead to 3 at 16-13. Just under 5 minutes to go first half. Here's Jake Leonard into the front court for the Lancers. Leonard at the free throw line. Off to Edding. Bradford, the three ball, no good. Rebound by Clark. And a foul called against Eric Edwards of Gillespie. That'll be his first, team 6. And out of bounds for the Lancers. Here comes Cameron Snyder back in for Lincolnwood, and Nick Brockmeyer will leave. Clayton Clark will inbound the ball to Heeman in the lane. Dan takes a dribble, puts it off the glass, it rolls around, and finally falls through. And Heeman has 4 points. And makes it a 16-15 ball game. Miners have a 1-point lead in the ball. 4.5 to go in the first half of play. Bounce pass to the right side. Off the Bowsering. He's looking for some help. Back out to Edwards. Around to Hellman. Left side of the key. Hellman, a couple of dribbles. But the Lancers have gone into a zone defense here. Here's a skip pass across to the right side on the baseline. Jumper from 15 doesn't go. By Smith, and the rebound pulled down by the Lancers. 4 minutes to go, first half. Lancers down by a point. Here's Cameron Snyder from coast to coast, puts up the shot. Got it blocked away in there, I think, by Bussman, and the Miners come up with it. Here's Hellman, firing the ball across to Edwards. Back out front. A three-pointer in and out. No good by Balzerain. That thing was about three-quarters of the way down and rimmed out. Lancers, 2-on-2. Here's Leonard down with a fadeaway. Blocked away in there by Bussman. Lancers hold on to it, though. Here's Eddings driving in the lane, and now we're going to have a foul called against the Miners. That'll be against Balzerain, his second, team 7th. And this will put Eddings at the line for the 1-1. Brett Eddings, the 5'10 senior. So the charity strike for Lincolnwood, chance to tie this thing up. And he cannot. A rebound pulled down. Maya the Miners. Back comes Gillespie. Into the front court, Hellman with it. Bounce pass out front to Edwards. Now he feeds up high to Bussman right through his legs. Turnover number 4 by the Miners. And the Lancers get the ball back with 3:15 to go in the first half. Trailing 16-15. Here's Clark. Back out front to Heeman. Heeman looks for a cutter. Off to Cameron Snyder. Back out front now. To Leonard, Jake drives down the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Buckman the rebound for Gillespie. Miners back on the attack. Off on the wing. It goes to Eric Edwards. And now a timeout call by Gillespie coach Terry Allen. 2:50 to go in this first half. Miners lead the Lancers 16-15. Back right after this one message.
Happy holidays from farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy. Now that all the preparations are behind us, we can relax and enjoy this magical time of year. Make entertaining easy with farmer-owned Prairie Farms French onion dip for chips and vegetables. Everyone at Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville wishes you the best for the holidays and the new year ahead.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, it's a 16-15 lead for the Gillespie Miners. And the Miners will have Cameron Tucker, who's a junior, out there now. That looks like Ricky Mock, who is a junior, is out there, along with Court Hellman. Tucker's to inbound the basketball, gets it into Bussman, who is fouled by Cameron Snyder. And Cameron will get his first personal foul, 17th foul, and now we'll have free throw shot by the Miners in the person of Michael Bussman. Bussman has 4 points tonight on a couple of field goals. Miners with a 1-point lead. Bussman could add to it. Free throw banked off the glass, too hard, and Brockmeyer makes the save for the Lancers as he was falling out of bounds. And now a reach-in foul called against the Miners. Court Hellman. Hellman will get his first, team's eighth. So a walk to the other end of the floor. Now the Lancers will have Brett Eddings at the charity stripe to shoot the 1-1. 2:45 to go. Here in the first half of play, Gillespie with a 16-15 lead. And the Lincolnwood Eddings at the line hits the front end of a 1-1. That is Brett's first point tonight, and that ties the game at 16. Here comes Surgeon Ristic back into the lineup for Lincolnwood. He's going to replace Nick Brockmeyer. And the Lancers will have Eddings with his second free throw attempt forthcoming. I'll go over the previous scores from today. Coming up at halftime, also talk with Carlinville coach Mike Rigoni. And the Cavaliers host this annual event here at CHS. Second free throw by Eddings is missed. Hellman with the rebound. Bounce pass across to Tucker. Tucker outside the three-point arc for the Miners. Back out front to Smith. Around to the right side to Hellman. Hellman into the lane. It goes. Now the ball knocked away. Picked up by Clayton Clark. He drives down. Feeds off to Snyder. Cameron a 10-footer. No good. Bussman the rebound for Gillespie. We're tied at 16. 2:15 to go in the first half. Miners with the basketball. Off on the wing. It goes to Jesse Smith. Back out front to Court Hellman. Off on the wing to Tucker. Back out front to Smith. Looks for a cutter. He's got Bussman. Now at the right elbow. Michael turns. Shoots. No good. Rebound by Surgeon Ristic for Lincolnwood. Into the front court with a minute 50 to go. We're tied at 16. Here's a three from Eddings. Good. Eddings is his first field goal of the night. He's got 4 points. Lancers lead by three, 19-16. We have 100 seconds to play in the first half. Miners with the basketball. And now thrown out of bounds by Gillespie. Turnover number five.
They do?
Yeah.
This way.
I don't know what you're doing.
What is this thing?
And the ball will belong to the Lancers. Ball comes in to Clayton Clark. Clark gives the ball off to Eddings. Eddings off on the wing to Jake Leonard. Leonard with a minute and a half to go gives it out to Ristic. Ristic looks in for the lob, drives down the lane, off on the wing. Eddings another three ball, no good. Rebound weak side to Heeman. Dan turns, puts it up, no good. The ball tipped, it's loose on the floor, picked up by Trey Wargo. So back come the Miners with 68 seconds to go in the first half. Off on the wing to Joey Balzerine. Back out front, the shot straight on, no good by the Miners. Trey Wargo and the rebound by the Lancers with less than a minute to play in the opening half. Here's Leonard down the lane to a jump stop. Forces the shot, no good. Heeman the rebound. Clears it out to Clark. Top of the key to Ristic. He'll drive down the lane with the left hand. Lays it off the glass and in. Another terrific move by Surgeon Ristic. 21-16. Lancers lead by Nicholsworth with 35 seconds to go. Gillespie with a basketball. Here's Balzerine feeding inside to Morris. Now Griffel double pump. Puts it off the glass and in. Jonathan with a half a dozen. That makes it 21-18. Lincolnwood with the lead and the ball. 21 seconds to go first half. Here's Eddings back out front. Surgeon's going to pop the three ball. No good. Rebound battle for Heeman has it. And he's tied up. And it looks like Heeman will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for the Lancers. And the foul that time called against Peterson. That's going to be his third, team's ninth. And Dan Heeman will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Lincolnwood. 12 seconds to go in the first half. Nick Brockmeyer will be coming in for the Lancers. Heeman's free throw is missed. The ball tipped up, and Heeman picks it up off the floor. Lancers will have another crack at it here with 7 seconds to go. Across to Surgeon Ristic. 4 seconds to go. Surgeon drives in, and now he's called for double dribble. Turnover number 7 by the Lancers. Brockmeyer comes in with 2.5 seconds remaining. And Gillespie will get the ball in the backcourt. 2.5 seconds, plenty of time to do something with the ball. Let's see how the Miners set it up. Peterson will get the ball in to Joey Balzerine. A three at the buzzer. Hits off the side of the rim and no good. So at the end of 16 minutes of play, your score, Lincolnwood 21, Gillespie 18. You're listening to live coverage of the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. We'll come back with more from Carlinville High School right after these messages.
Whether you're 16 or 60, it's always a good time to plan for retirement. Are you going to be financially prepared when the time comes to enjoy your golden years? Bank and Trust Company can help you make sure with an IRA, the tax-deductible way to build for the future. Ask about your IRA options at Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois, this is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors, our student attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000 square foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, just about everything for your flooring needs with financing available. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop by just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Terry Tote back at Carlinville High School. We're at halftime of our second boys game. In the first game this afternoon, Riverton defeated Bunker Hill in pool play 65-43. And here in the second game in pool play, Lincolnwood leads Gillespie 21-18. As at the end of the first quarter of play, the Miners trail the Lancers 9-8 as the Lancers outscored Gillespie 12-10 in that second quarter of play. Yet to come tonight, we will have Carlinville taking on Litchfield and then Staunton taking on Mount Olive to wrap up our first night of high school basketball action here at the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. We'll take a break, come back, and check some scoring totals for you in just a moment.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morseville. Member FDIC.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
This game is brought to you by Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville. The Benty Shell Food Mart serving the WSMI listing area. Sloan Implement just off the Shipman Blacktop in Carlinville. And by Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Safemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM 106.1.
Terry Tote, Tim Mize has showed up here at the Carlinville High School. I think Tim is headed down to the hospitality room. I understand, Mike Rigoni, that there's chili down there, and so he's probably headed that direction.
I would think so.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing there's lots of space up here for you.
And a lot of air movement,
right?
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Mike Rigoni, the coach of the Cavaliers, joining us. This is really a cool tournament because we have a lot of local flavor in it, and it's usually a competitive and a very friendly but competitive tournament year in and year out, Mike.
Yeah, and if you look around this year, you know, there aren't a lot of great records, but, you know, I've been watching some of the games earlier today, and I've seen most of the teams play, and I think we're going to have a lot of really competitive games as we go through. You know, I'm looking at Lincoln Wood and Gillespie right now, and I know how we play, so I know that our side of the pool should be very competitive.
And that's really what you want on the final day when you start matching up the various pools and the fourth place versus the fourth place and third versus third and that sort of thing. You want good games on the last day of the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes for a good tournament. That makes the people happy to come and see. You know, it's good for the teams to play, to be competitive. You don't want to be where you're in completely over your head. And to be honest, it doesn't do you any good to win every game by 20 either.
That's true.
You want to see how your team reacts when you've got some close games and playing some days back-to-back and see how it goes.
Mike, a lot of times you use benchmarks, and I like to refer to the Christmas tournaments as one of the benchmarks in the year. You start out, you know, everybody's going to start out a little rough generally and need to knock some rust off and improve on certain things. But this is one benchmark you look at and say, okay, we're either here or we're not where we need to be, and we've got certain things to work on.
Yeah, obviously we've got a lot to work on, you know, as our record would indicate. We'll have, I think this week for the first time all year, we'll have the 13 guys that we expected to dress varsity dressed and healthy and ready to go.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that we can see some change from that.
And people don't realize that perhaps a lot of times at these smaller schools, athletes have to play virtually every season, and there are some injuries that do carry over. And, man, if that's the case, as your case here with football players and coming back from injuries, it's just tough to get caught up.
It is. You know,
not to make any excuses, but it's just a statement of fact.
That's right. The guys that play have to do their job, and that's always where we start. And we've talked about that a lot in practice. But the fact is what happens is when those guys come in late, they also miss that 3 weeks of preseason practice, for example. We had Brendan Stewart was hurt. He was back by the time I think we played our third game, but he missed all of our preseason practice. And so he's just starting to get in shape and catch up with everybody. And, you know, he's an important guy for us. And we'll have Josh Karnda for the first time tonight. So we'll see how he reacts in a game. He's had three practices, and he's ready to roll.
And I tell you what, you've got a heck of a lot of athletic talent on your ball club. So if any, you know, here in the second two-thirds of the season, or the back two-thirds of the season, your team could really do a lot of gelling and do some nice things.
We think so. You know, I think it's going to take a little while for us to get together. We've got some guys, we're sort of rotating in some different positions now that we've got everybody and back where I think they're more comfortable, but yet it's going to take them a couple of games to get together. But, I really think that we can start seeing some improvement now. And what I've said all along is we mostly want to be a lot better in January and February than we were in December, and I'll still hold with that.
It's all about February, buddy.
That's exactly right.
Mike Rigoni, thank you so much, the coach of the Cavaliers. We're at halftime of our second boys' game. It's a 3-point lead for Lincolnwood over Gillespie, 21-18. When we come back in 1 minute, we'll be ready for third quarter action. Back with more from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament after this.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Joey Bouzerain puts up a shot that gets deflected out by the Lancers, so the Miners will inbound on the baseline, and Jonathan Griffle will bang one off the boards. And he now has 8 points on the evening, and that cuts the Lincolnwood lead to one at 21-20. So we're just underway in the third quarter. Lancers with the one-point lead in the basketball. There's Brett Eddings handing the ball off to Jake Leonard. Into the right corner to Heeman, looking for the cutter. There's Snyder. Oh, the lane opens up, and Cameron takes the ball into the hole and missed the shot. Ball poked around, picked up by the Gillespie Miners. Into the front court, Eric Edwards with it. Back across it comes to Trey Wargo. Lancers still in there. Well, looks like there's zone defense, and here's Cameron Snyder deflecting the ball away and knocks it out of bounds. He almost made the steal. The Miners will get the ball right in front of the WSMI banner, which adorns the front of the stage here at the Carlinville High School Gymnasium. A 21-20 lead for Lincolnwood. Gillespie with the basketball. Third quarter action from the Holiday Basketball Tournament. Here's Trey Wargo, top of the key. Takes the three. Around to the side. Bouzerain for three. It's short. Joey follows the shot. Gets the rebound. Lays it up and in. That's what you're supposed to do. Follow your shot. He did, and he stuck it back off the boards and in. The Miners have a 22-21 lead. 6:49 to go, third quarter. Lancers with the ball. Jeffrey Beeler for three from the right corner. It doesn't go. Rebound by Wargo. Miners have a chance to add to that one-point advantage. Trey Wargo, top of the key. Bounce pass down to Griffle, and Jonathan, victim of a foul, as Cameron Snyder got him. Cameron will get his second, team's first. Jake Leonard out, Tate Snyder back in for the Lancers, as the Miners will get the ball on their own baseline, leading 22-21. Bounce pass into Edwards in the corner, and they look underneath to Jonathan Griffle. Big John turns to his left, feeds it across to Zach Morris, who banked it off the glass too hard, and the rebound by Dan Heeman of Lincolnwood. 6:22 to go, third quarter. Lancers with the ball, down by a point. There's Tate Snyder off to Jeffrey Beeler. Jeffrey brings the ball back out front. Off to the right side to Eddings. Works off the pick. The lane opens up. He feeds back door to Heeman, who lost it, but Eddings was right there to pick it up. And Brett put the shot up and missed it. Drew the foul. He'll be at the line for a couple. Found that time on Joe Bouzerain. Joey gets his third. Team's first. And Brett Eddings with 4 points on the night gets a couple of free ones. Gillespie leads it 22-21. And Eddings tries to tie it up. He does. And rattles around and falls through. Eddings with 5 points. We're tied at 22. Bussman is back in for Gillespie, along with Austin Peterson. Looks like Morris is out and Bouzerain out. And Surgeon Ristic back in for Lincolnwood. Here's the next free throw by Eddings. No good. Griffle had it. And a foul called on Dan Heeman for coming over the back of Griffle. Dan will get his first personal foul, second team foul for the Lancers. And out of bounds for the Miners in the backcourt. We're tied at 22, a little over 6 minutes to go. Third quarter, Miners race into the front court. Here's Wargo with it. Down the lane, stops, pops, and scores. Wargo with a half a dozen. Miners lead 24-22. Just under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. There's Ristic. Around to the right side, off to Tate Snyder. Back across to Cameron Snyder. He'll feed off to Brett Eddings. Eddings down the edge of the lane. Spins to his right. Kicks it to the side. Tate Snyder open for three. No good. On the floor, picked up by the Miners. That's Eric Edwards. Edwards into the front court. To the corner it goes. Right through the hands of Austin Peterson. Turnover number six. Miners only had five turnovers in that first half. And now a timeout called on the floor. 5.5 to go in this ball game. Your score, Gillespie 24, Lincolnwood 22. Back with more third quarter action in 60 seconds.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
This broadcast is brought to you by M&M Service Company, your natural resource of people, products, service, and solutions. PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville. Greg Hines at Hines Furniture, a block and a half west of the Carlinville Square. Cravagna Funeral Homes in Gillespie and Bunnell. And by the Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville.
Drew Ford in Gillespie, Macoupin County's one and only new Ford dealer, is a no-hassle dealer. Right now at Drew Ford, check out a 2011 Ford Fusion. It gets an estimated 33 miles per gallon highway, and you get a $2,000 rebate. Happy New Year from everyone at Drew Ford in Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
WSMI FM 106.1.
As the Lancers put the ball into play, trailing 24-22, 5.5 to go, third quarter. Out front, Surgeon Rustic with it around to the right side to Jake Leonard outside the arc. Back to Eddings, top of the key. Threats open for the three now. He'll pop. And no good. Rebound by Heeman. His putback no good. And now Jonathan Griffle with it for Gillespie. Out to Trey Wargo. Miners into the front court. Wargo around to Edwards along the right sideline. Eric picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Buckman. Michael steps into the lane. Puts up the one-handed shot. No good. Heeman the rebound. And Buckman's over the back. That'll be Michael's first personal. Second team foul. And it'll be out of bounds for the Lancers. 24-22. Gillespie with the lead. Lincolnwood with the basketball. 4:51 to go here in the third period. Eddings picks up his dribble out front. Now he needs help. Gets the ball to Surgeon Rustic. Surgeon drives down the lane. He runs into Busman. Just got his block knocked off. Clears the ball back out. Here's Eddings driving in. Tries to feed off to Heeman underneath, and the ball tipped out of bounds by the Miners. Lancers will get it on the baseline. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Lancers down by a deuce, 24-22. Into the corner, here's Surgeon Rustic with the basketball. On the near left sideline, back out near midcourt to Eddings. Brett being hounded out there by Wargo. Gets the ball off to Jake Leonard. Jake pivoting around, gives it off to Beeler. Here's Rustic with a basketball. Across to Eddings. Brett open for the three ball. It's short. Picked up off the floor by Eric Edwards for Gillespie. Miners have a two-point lead in the ball. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Wargo down underneath the Buckman. Michael posts up. Spins to his left. Kicks the ball back out front. Here's a three-pointer up no good by Peterson, but the ball hit the basket support. One of the guide wires, and that's out of bounds. So the ball will go back to the Lancers. Carlinville and Litchfield coming up in game two. Staunton and Mont Olive in our finale tonight. Here on this opening night of pool play at the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Here's Leonard feeding off to Heeman. Dan lays it off the glass and in. Nice bit of work from Leonard to Heeman. Heeman with the bucket. He's got six. We're tied at 24. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Miners with the basketball. Into the front court to Wargo. Trey. Along the right sideline. Looks for a cutter. There he's got Griffle at the right elbow. Jonathan down low into the lane. Stops. Puts it off the glass too hard. Rebound Busman. Michael. Bounce pass across to Griffle and tipped out of bounds by the Lancers. So the Miners will get the ball on the baseline. We're tied at 24. Trigger man will be Peterson. Gets the ball into the corner. Here's a three from the corner. In and out by Edwards to put back good. The basket should count. It will. And a foul that time called against Jeffrey Beeler of Lincolnwood. That is his second. Team's third. Count the basket that time by Buckman. He's got a half a dozen. And that makes it 26-24 and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Miners have a two-point lead, and Buckman's free throw makes it a three-point lead. 7 points for Michael, 27-24. A little over 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Lancers down by a tray now. They have the basketball. Eddings out front, around to Rustic. Surgeon down the lane, feeds off to Heeman. Dan has a shot blocked by Buckman, but the Lancers hold on to it. Rustic comes up with it in the corner. And now timeout called on the floor. 2:54 to go, third quarter. Your score, Gillespie 27, Lincolnwood 24. Back with more right after this.
Madison Communications is offering warm winter savings now through January 21st. Add or upgrade any new Madison service and get free activation. Plus, you can receive free installation and free equipment on many new services with a price protection guarantee. Don't miss this seasonal offer. Call 1-800-422-4848 today to order.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, a few more folks beginning to roll into the gymnasium here as we prepare for the Carlinville-Litchfield matchup in Staunton-Mont-Ala a little bit later on tonight. And the girls' game earlier today. Greenfield beat Carlinville 53-36. Staunton beat Gillespie 58-32. Litchfield over Roxana 56-22. And Bunker Hill beat Nokomis 30-22. That's a bracketed tournament. Now a five-second count against the Lancers as Ristic on dribbling the ball, and he was closely guarded out there by Trey Wargo. That's going to be the eighth Lincolnwood turnover tonight. And the ball will go back to the Miners. 27-24. Gillespie has the lead. 2:44 to go, third quarter. Peterson will inbound the ball in the backcourt to Eric Edwards. Eric into the front court. Right side, bounce pass down along the edge of the lane to Zach Morris. Back out to Edwards. Looking back into Morris. Now he's going to wait for a cutter. Here comes Bussman. There's Michael with the ball near the right elbow. He feeds off underneath to Morris. Zach takes a dribble, puts it up and in. Zach Morris, 3 points tonight. Miners increase their lead to 5 at 29-24. 2:18 to go, third quarter. Here's Eddings with the ball out front for Lincolnwood. Off the Leonard. Jake's going to pop the three. It's around and out. No good. Put back Cameron Snyder. Cameron with his first bucket tonight, coming from the weak side. 29-26. Gillespie on top by three. Miners with the ball. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Trey Wargo fouled out front by Cameron Snyder. That's going to be his third. Team's fourth. Out of bounds for Gillespie. Nick Brockmeyer is in for Lincolnwood, replacing Snyder, who picked up his third foul just seconds ago. Just under 2 minutes to go. Miners with a three-point advantage. Peterson looking to get the ball in. Comes into Eric Edwards. Back out front to Buckman. Michael looks down low to Morris. Zach turns. Has a shot blocked, and Nick Brockmeyer got the foul. Nick will get his first personal foul. 15th foul for Lincolnwood. Zach Morris at the line to shoot two for the Miners. Chance to add to the three-point Gillespie advantage. It's a pool play tonight. This is the red pool that these two teams are in. Free throw is good by Zach. He has 4 points tonight, and the Miners lead by four, 30-26. Here comes Court Hellman back in. Court is going to replace Trey Wargo. And the next toss by Zach Morris is right on the money. He's got a nickel's worth, and the Miners lead by five, 31-26, with a minute 50 to go, third quarter. Lancers with the basketball. Leonard, left corner, drives into the lane, puts up the shot. Had to kind of double pump. Never did really get a good look at the basket, and the Miners come up with a rebound. 100 seconds to go, third quarter. Miners up by five and have the basketball. Out front, Edwards. They give it off to Bussman outside the arc. Michael looks for a cutter. Instead, comes back out front to Peterson. Around to Court Hellman. Hellman, left side of the key. Free throw line extended. Puts up the shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound, Dan Heeman. And now we're going to have a foul against Gillespie. Michael Bussman for pushing off. Michael gets his second, team third. Out of bounds for the Lancers with 80 seconds to go, third quarter. As Ristic into the front court. Lancers down by a Nicholsworth. 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Surgeon gives the ball back out to Nick Brockmeyer. Top of the key to Brett Edding. Brett picks up his dribble. Back out to Ristic. Ristic down the right side towards the corner he goes. Picks up his dribble, gives it off to Eddings. 54 seconds in counting. Here's Eddings. Back to Ristic. Open from 18. Good. Sergeant Ristic with 8 points tonight. 31-26. Cuts the Miners lead down to three. 42 ticks left in the third quarter. Miners with the basketball. Here's Edwards into the right corner. Bounce pass underneath Bussman. Oh, what a nice bit of ball movement by the Miners. 9 points for Bussman. 33-28. Miners by a nickel's worth again. Half minute to play, third quarter. Lancers on the attack. Here's Sergeant Ristic with it out front. Off to Brett Edding. Edding looking inside. He's got Heeman in the low block. Turns to his left. Puts it up and in. Dan Heeman. with 8 points tonight, 33-30. Gillespie with a three-point advantage. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Into the front court, Zach Morris. Morris along the left sidelines with four. Doesn't realize how short time is running. Here's a long shot by Edwards. Bangs it off the glass and in! Eric Edwards from beyond the volleyball line, probably some 30 feet out, bangs it in at the buzzer. And that's how the third quarter ends. Oh, man. That's the way to do it, man. After three quarters of play here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, Gillespie 36, Lincolnwood 30, back with fourth quarter action in just a moment.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel expert.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Gillespie with a 6-point lead as we start the fourth quarter. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Leonard, a three ball, no good. Clark, the rebound, puts up the shot, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Michael Buffman for Gillespie. Miners leading 36-30. Where you're at. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Here's Buffman near the left elbow underneath to Morris. Zach foul from behind by Jake Leonard. Leonard gets his second personal foul, sixth team foul, two free throws coming up for Zach Morris, who has 5 points tonight. And he's got a couple of free throws forthcoming for the Miners. First one is off the back of the rim, no good. Here comes Griffel back in. Jonathan replaces Michael Bussman. 36-30 is the Gillespie lead. And the next toss from Zach Morris, no good. Picked up off the floor by Jake Leonard. So the Lancers back on the attack. Leonard races right down the floor, gives it out to Jeffrey Beeler, top of the key, off to Edding. Back around to Leonard, looking for a cutter. Jake takes the ball to the lane, puts the ball on the floor, puts it up and in. The basket will count and a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. And the foul that time is going to be called against Zach Morris, his second, team's fourth. With that bucket, Leonard now has 4 points on the night. That makes it 36-32, so the Lancers cut the lead to four. And Leonard could make it a three-point game, but he cannot. He missed the free throw. But Clayton Clark, the rebound, the putback, good! Clayton Clark with his first bucket tonight. 36-34. That tightens the Gillespie lead up. Miners up by a deuce. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Miners with the basketball. Hellman back around to Peterson. Down to Morris. Zach puts it up and in! Never put the ball on the floor. Morris with 7 points. 38-34. Good ball movement that time by the Miners. Gillespie up by four. Lancers with the ball. 6:45 to go in the game. Here's Clayton Clark. Quick three-pointer up. No good. Rebound by Jonathan Griffel. The big guy scoops it off the boards for the Miners. There's Peterson into the front court for Gillespie. Out to Eric Edwards. Edwards off to the right side. Bounce pass to Griffel. Jonathan spins around. Kicks the ball off to the wing to Peterson. Back out front, now to court. Hellman down the right edge of the lane, and we're going to have a hand check foul against Jeffrey Beeler. Beeler will get his third. That's the team's seventh. The 1-1 is kicked in now for the Miners. Cameron Snyder comes back in, replaces. Well, who's he replaced? Jeffrey Beeler. Meanwhile, at the charity stripe, Court Hellman will get the one in bonus. Free throw is up, no good, and Cameron Snyder rips down the rebound for the Lancers. We trail by four with 6:12 to go. Here's Clayton Clark, left corner, back out to Edding. Brett drives to the edge of the lane. Shot off there, back out to Clark. Clayton Back around to the right side to Eddings. Brett's open for the three ball. Good. Eddings makes things a little bit tighter. He has 8 points tonight. That makes it 38-37. Miners lead cut to one, and now Gillespie coach Terry Allen wants to talk things over. 5:49 to go in the ball game. It's down to a one-point ball game. Gillespie 38, Lincolnwood 37. Back after this one, Messi.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your T-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Terry Tone along with Tim Mize back at Carlinville High School. A one-point ball game in this contest. Gillespie with a 38-37 lead. Miners will inbound the basketball following the timeout. Out front with the Trey Wargo. Wargo off on the wing to Peterson. Peterson looks inside the lane. Now comes it back with a bounce pass. Around to the right side. Off to Wargo. Down underneath the Griffel. The ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to belong to the Miners. Peterson will be the trigger man. Austin Peterson, a six-foot senior. For Gillespie. Miners lead 38-37 with 5.5 to go in this game. Peterson fires it out to Zach Morris. Zach inside the lane to Griffel. Jonathan puts it up and no good. He'll get a couple. And the foul that time against the Lancers. Yeah, it looks like Clayton Clark. Clayton gets his first, team's eighth. And Jonathan Griffel. We'll get two free throws. First one good, and Jonathan has 9 points tonight. And the Miners lead 39-37. And will it be a three-point lead? Indeed it will. 10 points for Griffel. 40-37. Gillespie with the lead. 5.5 to go in the game. Lincolnwood with the basketball. Here's Eddings. Off to Jake Leonard. Leonard back to Eddings. Open for the three. For the tie. Around and out. No good. Tip by Snyder. No good. Back out front to Eddings. Lancers hold on to it. Here's Leonard from the left side. Tries to get it into Snyder. Cameron had to work hard to get it. Now stops. Puts it up. And got it. Drew the foul. Has a chance to tie it up if he can make the free throw. Foul that time on Jonathan Griffel of Gillespie. His first, team's fifth. Cameron Snyder with 4 points makes it 40-39. Snyder could tie this thing up with a free one here. Gillespie with the one-point lead. The Lancers, Cameron Snyder banks it in. He kind of shrugs his shoulders and says, well, it worked. Game tied at 40. 5:06 to go in the ball game. Gillespie with the basketball. Here's Eric Edwards with it. Back across to Austin Peterson. Into the front court comes Austin. Down to the left corner goes. Peterson back out front to Wargo. Trey almost lost the handle on it. Now stuck near the left elbow. Feeds across to Zach Morris. Morris is open. Banks it off the glass and missed it. Rebound by Cameron Snyder, and Morris is over the back. Zach Morris will get his third, team six, out of bounds. Now that's only the 16th foul, so it should be out of bounds yet for the Lancers one more time. Here comes Surgeon Rustic back in for Lincolnwood. Surgeon's going to replace Clayton Clark. A 40-40 score. 4:45 to go in the ball game. Lancers will get the basketball back. Miners are going to throw a little pressure on in the backcourt. There's Leonard with the basketball. Comes to the midcourt stripe. Off to the right side to Surgeon Rustic. Rustic works off the pick. Runs right into Zach Morris. Now has to double back. Tried to feed off to Eddings. And now a foul on Morris. Running into Brett Eddings. Morris will get his fourth personal foul, seventh team foul. To put Eddings at the charity stripe to shoot the 1-1. 4.5 minutes to go in the contest. A 40-40 score. Lincolnwood and Gillespie doing battle here tonight. Opening night of the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. How was the food in the hospitality room, Tim? Pretty good? I always have a great hospitality room here. Here's the free throw. It's up. Good. 9 points for Brett Eddings. That makes it 41-40. So now the Lancers have a one-point lead. As Eddings will line up for his second attempt. And this one is on the money. Headings with 10 points, 42-40. Lincolnwood by two. Miners will inbound the basketball. Comes into Zach Morris. Back to Edwards. Edwards works his way across midcourt, off to the right sideline. Glances in a man-to-man. There's Edwards. Pounded there by Ristic. Now a bounce pass in. Snyder tries to dive around a man. He knocks it away. And it'll be out of bounds for the Miners. Gillespie wins down the basketball right at the end of their bench. On the near sideline. Ball comes in to Zach Morris. Morris goes inside the lane to Wargo. Trey is fouled, and he'll be at the line for a couple. And this foul called against Jake Leonard of Lincolnwood, his third, team's ninth. They've got Wargo at the line to shoot two. So a couple by Trey would tie it up. First free throw is missed, a little bit long. So the score remains Lincolnwood 42, Gillespie 40. 4:10 to go in the ball game. Wargo will try to make it a one-point game, and he does. Trey with 7 points tonight. 42-41. Lancers with the ball and the lead. Carlin Village Field coming up next. And then Staunton Mount Olive to wrap up the evening. And we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Here's Surgeon Ristic with the basketball. Out to Fred Eddings. Eddings drives the lane, leans in, puts it off the glass and in, and Eddings has a dozen points. Seven in the second half, and it's 44-41 Lincolnwood. 3:44 to go in the game. Miners with a basketball and a blocking foul on Jake Leonard along the sideline. Jake's fourth, team's tenth. Two free throws now for the Miners. The rest of the way on any Lincolnwood foul. So Trey Wargo steps to the line and will try a couple more for the Miners, who trail by three, 44-41. First one is good. Wargo with 8 points, 44-42, as the Miners cut the lead to two. Leonard is out. Clayton Clark is back in. And the next toss from the 5'10 senior, Trey Wargo, is short. Rebound pulled down by Cameron Snyder. Lancers with the ball and a two-point lead. Eddings into the front court. Left sideline, down to Heeman. Dan puts it on the floor, puts it off the glass, missed it, gets the rebound, and a foul on the floor against Griffel. Jonathan will get his second, team's eighth. This will put Heeman at the line with the 1-1. The Dan Heeman of Lincolnwood at the charity stripe with the 1-1 bonus. Zach Morris, we're going to call that foul on Morris. That's going to be his fifth. So he's gone. That was the team's eight. Heeman with the front end of a 1-1 makes it. He now has 9 points, and the Lancers lead 45-42, so the foul was not on Griffin. It was on Morris, who fouls out of the contest. Lancers lead by three, and the next free throw good. And that makes it a four-point advantage. Heeman with 10 points. 46-42. Lancers with the lead. Gillespie with the ball. 3.5 to go in this game. Long way to go in this ball game, yes. Here's Wargo with the basketball. Out to Edwards. Edwards, top of the key. Bounce pass to Griffel down into the right corner. Jonathan had to chase it down. Drives the baseline. Pivots. Fadeaway shot. In and out. No good. Rebound loose. Who's got it? Brett Eddings for the Lancers. 3 minutes to go in the game. Lincolnwood 46, Gillespie 42. Here's Eddings, fouled at midcourt. Wargo got him from behind. For Trey, that's going to be his second personal foul, ninth team foul. And this will put Eddings at the line to shoot the 1-1. Eddings will step up to the charity stripe, try to add to that four-point Lincolnwood lead. Free throw is good. 13 points. A Baker's dozen now for Brett Eddings. That makes it 47-42 in favor of the Lancers. Just under 3 minutes to go in the contest. And the next toss is right on the money. And 14 points for Eddings. 48-42. Lancers up by six now. Miners have a big possession here. They need to get a bucket out of this possession. They want to hang into this game. There's Edwards with the ball. Bounce pass across to the near side to Peterson. Austin Peterson backing inside the arc. He has passed. He was trying to go to the corner, and Wargo cut the other way. Turnover number 8 by the Miners. 2:43 to go in the game. Ball back to Lincolnwood. Lancers up by six. Here's Surgeon Rustic with the ball. Off to Eddings into the front court. Eddings with 2.5 to play out near midcourt. And a foul called against Peterson. It's going to be his fourth, team's 10th, and now two free throws for the Lancers. And the person of Brett Eddings. Eddings with 14 points tonight. 2:31 to go in the game. Lancers 48, Miners 42, and the Lancers have Eddings at the line for two. Free throw good. Eddings with 15. Lancers increase the lead to 7 at 49-42. Now they'll pull everybody back out of the free throw lane. And Eddings standing down there along with four orange shirts along the lane. Gets the second free throw. 16 points for Fred Eddings. 50-42. Lancers by 8. 2.5 to go in the ballgame. Miners with the basketball. Here's Edwards with it. Bounce pass to Bussman at the free throw line. Michael gives back to Edwards. Slashes down the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Big scramble for the rebound. Heeman with it for Lincolnwood. Out to Surgeon Rustic. A 3-on-1 for the Lancers. Now Rustic gets turned around. He'll bank it off the glass. No good. Rebound is lost out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lancers. As Bussman couldn't quite hold on to it for the Lancers. Or for the Miners, I should say. Lancers will inbound the basketball. Into Clark in the right corner. Out to Rustic. Back across to Eddings. 2:04 to go in the game. And here's a foul on Griffel. Jonathan will now get his second personal foul. And Brett Eddings will step to the line to shoot two more free throws for the Lancers. Eddings with 16 points. A dozen here in this second half. Free throw good. 17 points for Eddings. Lancers increase their lead to 9.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home. Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM 106.1.
Eddings makes the second of his two free throws, and the Lancers now have a 10-point lead, and the Miners throw the basketball away for the ninth time tonight. 1:50 to go in the game. Lincoln was leading by 10. Lancers with a basketball. Here's Eddings with it out front. Brett, double-teamed out front, now fouled. Foul that time is on Wargo, and Brett Eddings has made a ton of free throws here in this fourth quarter. We'll step up to the line and shoot two with 100 seconds to go in the game, and the Lancers leading by 10. Free throw up, free throw good. Eddings with 19 points. 53-42. Biggest lead of the night for the Lancers. And Griffel will come out. And Smith will come back in. Jesse Smith, the junior. And the next toss by Eddings is good. He's got 20 points tonight. A 54-42 lead for the Lancers as they've made their free throws down the stretch here and taken care of the basketball. Only one turnover here in this second half of play for the Lancers. There's a bounce pass inside and the ball kicked out by the Lancers, so the Miners will get it back with 1:27 to go. Time rapidly running out for the Miners. Here's Edwards with the basketball down to the right side. Time not going fast enough, I guess, if you're the Lancers. Here's a turnaround shot, no good. On the Miners, an outlet pass to Clayton Clark. Clayton somehow stays in bounds along the far sideline. Gets it out to Eddings. Eddings gives it back to Clark with 66 seconds to play. Lancers up by a dozen. Eddings to the free throw line. Gets trapped in the lane. He leans in with the left hand, tries a scoop shot. No good. The ball knocked out of bounds by Gillespie. The Lancers will get it on the baseline. It looks like the Lancers are going to pick up the W tonight in this ball game. They lead by 12, inbound the ball with less than 1 minute to play. And Jake Leonard will bring it out front. Picks up his dribble, comes across to Brett Eddings. Heading back across to Leonard. Off to the right side with 44 seconds and counting. Back out to Edding, who has 20 points in this ballgame. 15 here in this fourth quarter. Here's Leonard with 30 seconds to go. Back out to Heeman as the Lancers just run the clock. Edding dribbles back across the top of the key. But the Lancers are going to pick up their third win of the season tonight. They go against six losses. And will be 1-0 in pool play. 13 seconds to go. Back out to Heeman. Back to Jake Leonard with less than 10 seconds to go. And this one is all but over. 4 seconds to go as Leonard holds on to the ball in the final. Lincolnwood 54, Gillespie 42. We'll come back with a wrap in 60 seconds.
Plan your New Year's open house around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Use Prairie Farms butter to add that extra spark to the special recipe highlighting your buffet. Or create a festive holiday punch using Prairie Farms sherbet, available in several different flavors. This holiday season, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Now's the perfect time to make a few home improvements. Bank and Trust Company can help you with the home equity line of credit. It's as easy to use as writing a check, and it provides you with the funds you need to get your home exactly where you want it. Questions? Just call Bank and Trust Company at 324-3935. Member FDIC.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, late in the ball game, this game was tied at 40, and the Lancers go on to defeat the Gillespie Miners 54-42. In pool play in the second game of this Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. The Lancers made hay from the charity stripe tonight. They were 13 of 14 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter, finished the game 15 of 20, and took care of the basketball. Only 8 turnovers in the ball game for the Lancers, none in that fourth quarter of play. Let's check the scoring totals for you. First off, for the Gillespie Miners with that loss now, 4-6 overall. They dropped to 0-1 in pool play. 8 points from Trey Wargo. 7 points from Zach Morris. Joe Balzerain had 2. 3 from Peterson. 10 from Griffel. 3 from Edwards and 9 from Bussman. Quarters of 8, 10, 18, and 6. The Miners were 10 of 17 from the charity stripe and had 9 turnovers in the ballgame. For Lincolnwood, 8 points from Surgeon Ristic. 2 points from Clayton Clark. 20 points from Brett Eddings. He had 15 in that fourth quarter as he was 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 of 10 from the charity stripe in that fourth quarter, Brett Eddings. 3 points from Tate Snyder, 4 from Jake Leonard, 10 from Dan Heeman, and 5 from Cameron Snyder. Quarters of 9, 12, 9, and 24 for the Lancers. And with that win, they're now 3-6 on the season, 1-0 in pool play here at the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Well, our next broadcast game coming up will be the third boys game of the session as the Carlinville Cavaliers will take on the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. Both teams out on the floor getting warmed up earlier tonight in boys basketball. In the first pool play game of the evening, Riverton defeated Bunker Hill 65-43. And in the game just completed moments ago, it was Lincolnwood defeating Gillespie 54-42.